There's no need to walk along in darkness. Life is so much better in the light. There's no reason you should be defeated. God will fight your battles with His might. You've already read our text for today. And with the repeat of those words that the girls sang for us, let's look into the Word of God. I rarely watch the 6 o'clock news. But when I do, I want to cry out, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus," even before the 11 o'clock news. The world is going mad. Life's not much fun right now. Wars and rumors of wars touch us, but not as much as the carnage on our own shores. On July 20th, last year, a gunman went into the Aurora Theater in Aurora, Colorado, and shot 70 people, killing 12 of them. Veronica Moser Sullivan, 6 years old, was the youngest. Matthew McQuinn died as he dived in front of his girlfriend and her brother, saving their lives. Alex Sullivan died 3 days short of his first wedding anniversary. On December 14th last year, a gunman fatally shot 20 children and 6 adult staff members at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Lauren Russo was a substitute first grade teacher that day. And she tried to hide her students in a bathroom. But she and her entire class were killed. Victoria Lee Soto, another first grade teacher, stood in front of her students, trying to save them. And she too was killed. On Monday, terrorists exploded 2 bombs at the Boston Marathon, injuring more than 100. 11 still in the hospital, killing 8-year-old Martin Richard, 29-year-old Crystal Campbell, and 23-year-old Chinese graduate student Lu Linxing. Responding with typical knee-jerk reaction, MSNBC blamed the National Rifle Association. And one of the talking heads on CNN said, "I sure hope it was a white man." You may have missed this one. Not your fault if you did. The trial started on March 18th of a man in Philadelphia accused of the murder. They're not sure how many. At least 100, probably more. Babies. He induced labor, and after the babies were born, murdered them in a post-birth abortion. And until a writer in USA Today last week wrote about it, the national news was strangely silent. In fact, the government of Pennsylvania in 1993 stopped inspecting his abortion clinic because they were afraid they'd put up barriers to abortion. But they kept inspecting animal shelters to ensure that cats and dogs would not be mistreated. Now, cats and dogs should be well treated. But what about babies? We live in a world going mad. We're on our way to that place. And I haven't even mentioned the personal struggles that are going on inside of each one of us. But amidst all of this trouble, a quiet voice speaks to my heart, the quiet voice, the Spirit of God, and says, God is still on the throne, evil will not win. And I direct you to Psalm 33 this morning because the psalmist was writing in a nation troubled, a time of national crisis. And he's telling his listeners, God is here. I want you to understand that God has revealed Himself to us and we can depend on Him in a day of trouble. In a rapidly changing world, nothing is consistent anymore. But the psalmist says, I know the world is changing. I know there are enemies from without and enemies from within. I know there are physical problems, spiritual problems, emotional problems, social problems, and economic problems. But in the midst of all of this rapid change, the confusion, the fear, and the doubt, I want you to know, and I do not want you to forget, that God does not change. And he begins this song by inviting us to sing, to give praises joyfully to the Lord. And let me very quickly tell you four things he says we're to rejoice about and to give thanks about and to praise God about, even in a world that's mad. First of all, praise God because of His Word. In verses 4 through 9, he says, the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all that he does. Let the earth fear him. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. When God spoke, the world was. God breathed, and the sun and the moon and the stars came into being. And then He created everything else. And the psalmist says, although the world is changing, we have a changeless God. The power of His Word created this universe, created all that we see. It created us. And that same power can sustain us in a world we barely recognize. Praise God because of His works. Verses 10 through 12, the psalmist said, the Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm, the purposes of His heart throughout all generation. The Lord is at work in heaven and earth. History is His story. He has a plan of redemption for the nations. His plans are to bring redemption, not our destroying each other. And the psalmist says if we make plans without consulting Him, He'll nullify everything. He'll just put it aside. The death and destruction perpetrated by evil people will not gain the final victory. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plan of His heart from generation to generation. Somebody said it a long time ago. I wish I'd have said it first. But I read the back of the book, and we win. Thirdly, praise God because of His unfailing love. The psalmist says in verses 13 through 19, from heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From His dwelling place He watches all people who live on earth. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is vain hope for deliverance. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. Now it's a time of crisis in Israel when the psalmist wrote this. Otherwise, why would he write about wars and armies and warriors and war weapons? And in the midst of all of that, he says, but the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His unfailing love. What about God's love? He says He sees all men in their works. The one who created us, who fashioned us, sees our hearts, knows our motives, knows when we're frightened, knows when we're troubled. His love sees it and knows it. It's not unnoticed. It's not forgotten. God's love overrules self-confidence. He says, don't trust in weapons. Don't trust in armies. Don't trust in kings. The only one who can deliver us from any evil, no matter what the evil, is the Lord God Almighty. And God's love delivers the righteous. We sing praises to the Lord not only because of His Word, because of His works, because of His love. And finally, we praise God because He is our help and shield. Verses 20 through 22. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. May Your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in You. Because He is our help and our shield, we're to wait on Him. Not panic. Just wait. And that's the hardest thing to do. But the psalmist says, wait on the Lord because the Lord is our help. He's our shield. He's our protection. He alone can meet our needs. You remember the Old Testament story of Elijah, how that God told him to go to a particular brook and wait there for His direction, and the brook dried up and there was nothing to eat. Did Elijah starve to death? No. Ravens brought him food. Now the natural inclination of ravens is to eat rotten food, decayed matter. It's tough for Elijah or anybody to survive on a diet like that, but God changed those birds' nature so they brought him stuff he could eat and live on. He alone can meet our needs. Because He is our help and our shield, we're to trust in His holy name. His name reminds us of who He is. His character. And our hearts respond to that. I challenge you, search His Word. See if ever there was a time when God failed His people. And if you can find it, don't trust Him. But until you do, keep trusting Him. In a rapidly changing world, in a world full of meanness and evil, the psalmist tells us to turn our hearts to a God who never changes. We're to rest in Him and sing praises to Him for His words, for His work, for His love, and for His protection. What an incredible God we have. He's never going to change. Everywhere you look, it seems like the world is going to that place. Don't worry. God is still on the throne. You can praise a God like that. You can trust a God like that.